And now a small interview in English. We are yet in the same place, Fourracheau in Saint-Ursanne, and we meet actually Pascal Hoots. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
And the idea of this small project is a small interview with the people in link with the meeting. And first question, I see your work because you propose a small time of, in French, it's répétition. Yes, and I imagine that you are working in choreographic way. So could you present you in small words? What is your work and maybe your study before? Just few words of about you.
So I'm Pascal. I'm a dancer and choreographer, and I studied in Salzburg at Salzburg Experimental Academy of Dance. And at the moment, I'm researching on creation, creativity, and. Yeah, I'm digging. I'm trying to find out where the sources of my creativity come when I move. So I mainly work with improvisation at the moment. Structured improvisation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you use the place, the building, but also you use music because I heard like a rhythm, the same rhythm. What is it's your composition? What is the musical element in your work?
Throughout my research, I was thinking a lot about the visual rhythm and the auditive rhythm, and because rhythm is one of my main sources of creativity. Actually, when I move, I realized that I like the rhythm in my body in different places, in different directions, and to play with this. And this is, I would say, more the visual rhythm maybe, and also where I stand in space is also visual rhythm for me. But then I try to add the auditive rhythm with a very, very simple beat, which I created myself on this beat machine. It's not big deal. So because I really wanted to just a simple kick, and to maybe have a reference for the variety of rhythm I have in my body.
Okay. So now the last question, because I'm working in a library, and I would like to ask you if you have one author or one book that is in link with your job, one book that helps you to make the connection between your practice and what you are reading. Mm-hmm. So you have three books.
Yeah. actually, I really like to read and write throughout my processes, and at the moment I read in the book Art as Experience from John Dewey. It's very nice. You read two pages and you're already completely inspired, and there is so much happening in my perception of art when I read it. It's very beautiful. And here I was inspired for rhythm, to think about rhythm and stuff. And then I read Kreativität zwischen Schöpfung und Zerstörung from Rainer M. Holm-Hadula. And this I mainly read because it's a very scientific description of creativity. Mm-hmm. And then I have Creations from several artists, and the subtitle is Medieval Rituals, the Arts and the Concept of Creation. And here I was very inspired because it's also described how creation in the time is perceived very differently. So when from God, the creator, kind of all embracing, to a very mind-setted way of description of creativity, actually. And I'm very interested in this, and I try to find out where do I place myself in this. Mm.
So perfectly, and thank you very much for this contribution, and we hope that you could continue with all the others artists here in this place to work and share the moments, because I think there is another aspect, more the aspect, artistical aspect, is the communitary aspect, very
yeah,
important.
It's very nice. I almost don't want to go home.
So, and thank you very much, and
you.
I will just make a photo with your cover. Thank you, Pascal.
Merci.